Here it is live. Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your host, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right, here we are live from the Say What You Will Radio Studio in Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for the Pops and Low Radio Show, and I want to thank Andrew Jones for that fine introduction.
We appreciate you, sir, and hopefully we're going to have you on here at some point, so that way people can actually see the face that goes behind the voice.
You're exactly right. Exactly right about that. So, well, here we are. It is Saturday.
It is Saturday.
And the Green Bay Packers won.
Yeah.
And I think the Buffalo Bills are currently winning. I don't know if they are or not, but that's my understanding.
Let's hope that continues.
That's right. Let's give a shout out to our listeners. We got Jennifer Myers. She's in the room. Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, we know her.
Yeah, Jennifer is actually the purveyor of all natural skincare products.
As you can see to my left.
Yeah, that's right. Gray Feather Farm. She's one of our sponsors. So big shout out to Jennifer for the fine sponsor. And not to mention, we've also have a couple other sponsors. 3-0 Buffalo.
Appreciate you, Kenny.
Ken Hodges, yeah. And we also have the Espinosa Group.
That's right.
Notice the swag.
Hey, by the way, if you guys want to send merch for anything, right. We'll promote you too.
That's right. And we've got Nut Tree Designs Company. They are also a sponsor, and we'll go through all that type of stuff later on. But how was your week?
Going well. You know, nothing too odd this week, which I'm upset about.
That's right.
Because I do like to be able to bring real life experience to our odd news. But, you know, sometimes life is just boring. That's why we come here.
That's right. Yeah, we are all on our, low security prisons.
Yeah.
We call home.
Right. Yeah, man.
Well, listen, the live chat is open. You can always be a caller at 602-475-2000. That is the number. And we do welcome calls, even trolls.
Yeah. So look, if you're watching right now and you're thinking to yourself, oh, I would never call in, I'm too embarrassed. Don't be a wussy.
Yeah, that's right.
Just call in.
We do have odd news.
Yeah.
We've got several articles. We are the purveyors of odd news, and we do have several odd news stories we're going to get to in just a bit.
Yeah.
Now I do want to say, and I've got the handy dandy mouse here and, I have, by the way, your last, undrafted GM show.
Oh, yes.
Was amazing.
Look, if you guys did not get a chance to see it, we were just live 30 minutes ago, 40 minutes ago-ish.
Yeah, okay? That's right.
You're going to want to go back and watch that episode. We are live with Joey Counts, former Montana running back for University of Montana, former Desert Ridge High School here in Arizona running back. You're going to want to go check out that episode. We're going to have a part two coming up, so stay tuned.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Now, one of the New Year's resolutions for the Pops and Low Radio Show is to get 5 photographs in very odd places.
Odd slash unique slash strange.
Not to give it totally away, but I will be traveling here in a couple weeks. And just to put out a hint here, that right there.
The greatest city in America.
Yeah, we could be broadcasting live from Mount Washington.
Now, look. All right.
Right now.
He says we. All right. But really, the producer, the one who does all the hard work, he gets to make the fun trip.
Yeah. Okay? Should we leave that background? No.
You know what?
I don't think so.
Look, you're not going to get me to say no. I think we always should.
It is a fine day.
It is always a fine day.
In the city of Pittsburgh and that.
That's right.
Now. All right. So we'll go back to that. But maybe we'll use that coming down the line. So anyway, Katie Nussbaum, she says, hey guys.
David says hello. Uncle Dave. Hello, yeah, there sir. He is. Yeah. Bob Myers. Shout out to Bob Myers. Hey, how are you?
Bob Myers. He's married to the wonderful Jennifer Myers.
Hey, we know her.
Yeah. Yeah. And Katie says, hey guys, I can agree. It was a great show.
Thanks, Katie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a little bit more lighthearted here at the Pops and Low Radio Show.
Yeah, definitely. We got some fun stuff. I accidentally peeked, and so I always remind everyone, I don't usually see the stories that Pops pulls for the odd news in advance. I like to give you the authentic take. I accidentally peeked on the first one today. The paper was on there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's right.
Buckle up.
All right. Well, if you just joined the show, this is the Pops and Low Radio Show. You're welcome to be a caller at 602-475-2000 or like Jennifer and Katie and Dave and Bob and Ken Hodges and everybody's been using the live chat. You can also do that as well. We are now on YouTube. You can see Jennifer's logged into YouTube.
We made it, guys. We're on YouTube now.
That's
speaking
right.
Speaking of which, she said Bob and I may just show up for the Berg broadcast.
Whoops.
Welcome to the show. Jump on. Yeah. Feel free when he pulls up, show up yourself.
The studio. The studio will be traveling.
Yeah, it'll be a traveling road show.
Yeah, I might even try to figure out a way to do a broadcast maybe while we're in the middle of Nebraska or something.
Hey, why not?
I don't know. Oklahoma.
We should man on the street it.
Man on
right?
the street it.
You should FaceTime me.
That's right.
And man on the street it, and we'll ask some odd questions to strangers.
That's right.
See, that's why I need to be on the road.
Kelly Harity Smith, she says hello.
We know her as well.
That's right. She's married to the fine David Smith.
So, yeah, for all you guys that we do know, you know us, we're going to put you on the spot.
That's right.
Share the show.
Yeah, share it around.
Please share.
Hit the share button.
Make a post about it. Whatever you got to do. We would like to sometimes not know the people in the chat as well.
That's right. Put people out there. Put it out there. Share it to your friends and family.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's get started. The first article. A woman was left mortified after her mom accidentally booked them into a sex hotel for their holiday. Whoops. The duo was thrust into a scene right
thrust.
Out of
thrust. There's the first pun.
Thrust. That's right. Yeah. You see how they do that? Tan. I've been sharing, Jennifer says. Well, we appreciate that.
Hey, I'm just encouraging to continue. And Pete, coming from over from the Undrafted GM show. We appreciate you, Pete.
Oh, Pete Perkins Hurd is in the room. First time catching a show.
Welcome.
Pete, this is nothing like the Undrafted GM.
It's like we talked a little football, but that's it. You're not getting no more. So feel free to chime in.
This is more lunacy and just undocumented stupidity.
Maybe we should rename the show, the Pops and Low Lunacy Show.
Right. That sounds pretty good, actually. So the duo was thrust into a scene right out of 50 Shades of Grey when they discovered their room included free sex toys and had mirrors on the ceilings above their heads.
Normally people steal the little shampoos, the little towels. That's right. They're going to be taking it all home with them.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Hey.
On TikTok, Chaney Bell of Orlando, United States went viral when sharing a video explaining the hilarious situation. The video has been viewed more than 1.3 million times since it was uploaded yesterday.
Good old TikTok.
Yeah. Hmm.
Always sex toys. Reliable.
Free sex toys at a hotel. I mean, listen.
I'm really hoping nobody takes this information and acts upon it.
No, I'm going to tell you this. No, I hope they were still in their original box.
Yeah, they better have been left. This isn't like the towels where you wash them and use them again.
Don't be thinking something rude when I say box, okay?
Ah, jeez.
You know what I'm saying?
See, what did I say?
How do I book a sex hotel, Bob says, asking for a friend.
friendly advice, Bob, we don't know.
I don't know that.
And for good reason.
Just go to your Googler.
We're not going to encourage that.
Listen, Jennifer and Bob are married. If that's something they want to do.
You know what? Check in for yourselves. Yeah. You know what? You guys can go Google it in your own spare time.
Yeah. Just make sure that.
That's right. Shout out to Kelly. Did you see she referenced one of our old shows?
She did.
Yep.
And I feel like she should win something for that.
If we had things to give away, you would have got one.
That's right. Maybe I'll give her some advice. Don't take any wooden nickels.
Right. Kelly. Don't book this hotel if you're not planning to use it for certain reasons.
That's right. She did get busted for trying out a sex toy before buying it.
Right.
And she just sat down in a chair.
Man.
And proceeded.
And, you know, off we go. Wow. Yeah. I'm telling you, this show is slowly, week by week, turning PG-13.
I can't see Bob or Jen because they are on the YouTube. Well, that's correct. That's why we read all of the
don't worry. We'll posts. Navigate for you.
That's right. We'll be, leave the driving up to us. We'll drive this ship. Let's see here. So anyway, back to the original point I was making. You know, it's, you've got like a what are those refrigerators? Like a wet bar, right? You've got the wet bar and you've got the sex toy.
Right. The wall.
The hanging, wall of, right. of toys.
Jeez.
Assuming they are in the original wrapper. Hopefully. Let's just make sure. Because, you know, I mean.
Yeah. If it's yeah. if that's the type of hotel it is that's giving these things out, I doubt that they're. Actually, I don't know. I'm not in that market, so I'm not going to say they don't have a great revenue.
No, but I'm going to tell you this. They're going to have to, like, they're going to have to make the bed in front of me. I want to make sure I'm not showing up unless the maid has, and I'm not showing up anyway.
Yeah, let's clarify that.
But if I was Jeffrey Toobin and I wanted to go to one of these establishments, one of these establishments,
it's like
I would have to make sure. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's like that episode of The Office where it's Jim and Pam's wedding and Andy books the honeymoon suite beforehand. Yeah, and she's like, I'm going to need the name and phone number for the housekeeper responsible for cleaning that. Yeah.
Oh, whole my new goodness.
Meaning to room service, Bob says. Wow.
That's crazy.
Cash your card. Jeez.
Yeah.
It's COVID-19, people. COVID-19. Come on.
The video has been viewed more than 1.3 million times. In it, she explained, my mom booked us a hotel in Miami and didn't know it was a kinky one. She said she shared a video featuring the mirrors above the beds in the complimentary packs, which included condoms, lube, and a mini vibrator. am I allowed to say that on the Pop Solo radio show?
You know what? It's our network, so I guess we can do whatever we want.
Don't take Bob us down, and Ken please. Can't see why you were laughing.
Bob and Jen.
Oh, it has Ken on there.
Right. I just, you know, jumping ahead.
That's
trying to help the communication here.
I'm a little dumb. I'm betwixt. I apologize. A little slow.
I would die. I hope you wouldn't be in that situation.
Oh, my.
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
She also showed the naughty lover's kit in the bar packed full of bottles of vodka and champagne.
So it's not only there, it also has themes and genres.
That's right.
Of options.
Oh, you're right about that, Lo. The hilarious video was racked up more than 200,000 likes and thousands of comments. One viewer warned, don't touch the bed.
There you go. And that answers your question.
I think people that are going to freak with this establishment are going because of the bed.
You said you think people that are going to what with this establishment?
Frequent.
Yeah. Oh, frequent. I heard freak. So I was like, there's another pun. We're going down the.
No.
They were thrust into the situation. I think the
bed is an important asset inside this room.
Right.
Asset.
Yep. Assets. Right. We are starting strong.
Oh, boy.
And it keeps the rich get richer. Yeah.
All right. Well, another tried to look on the brighter side of the mortifying situation. They joked, well, hopefully that means the beds are comfy and the walls are soundproof, so you don't have to listen to the other guests. One lucky daughter shared how her mom almost made the same mistake but decided against visiting the hotel. She commented, my mom almost booked it and then read an article that it was for swingers. That's where all the swingers hang out.
That's even worse because let's be honest.
Yeah.
There's swingers in 2021. Right. They're just normal people at this point. Like they're just, you don't even know. It's not like it's a different cult like it used to be. Like everybody's just, God.
People are a little more open to stuff now.
Yeah. It's kind of like the 60s all over.
Yeah. Can I get you a beer? Sure. You want to swing?
Yes.
It's like within the same, conversation.
Pretty same casual ask. It's like, you know, do you? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
And for clarification, no, we don't. Thanks.
Well, you know, that's a good thing. Another commented, it was like, the mirror isn't that bad. And then I saw the rest of it and it got a lot worse. Meanwhile, one woman's demonstration of the correct way to drain pasta went viral. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I'm not sure either.
Mama 4, Shannon Doherty. Has racked up more than 1.3 million views on TikTok where she admitted she'd been doing it wrong her entire life. What's that have to do with this?
I'm not sure, but
you know, this article.
I
have to address
the comment. I got called out here, Pops.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you read it.
Oh, Robert Austin Meyer says, that's Bob, by the way. We call him Bob. How does Lo know what modern swingers are like?
Lo does not. Lo just knows that there's things called like internet dating now, like Tinder and that stuff.
Right.
That's pretty much swinging, right?
All right. Well, that's article number one.
And there we go.
There you go.
Not a bad throw. Not
that's
bad
page number two of article
of five. Page two of one. Yeah. One of two.
There you go. Over so that's top. It. All right. So yeah, no, I guess you got to read the Google comments,
the Google.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like Yelp, you might want to go to Yelp before you book your next hotel.
Always.
Room.
I yeah. always check the review of the hotel. Always. Right. I can't not. Because right. if you show up and it's not what you think is, you're pretty much out of options.
Yeah, when you open the review and it says multiple choices of butt plugs. five stars.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, gosh.
Bob says, good cover up.
Hey, look, buddy. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Bob's on top.
Moving on.
Bob's calling him out.
All right, Bob. Let's keep that same energy for the whole show.
Is calling them out now. Let's see. Some treasures are just not worth looking for.
That hotel, for starters,
no doubt about that. A man in Utah is facing prison time after digging up graves in Yellowstone National Park back in 2020 in pursuit of a legendary treasure, according to an insider.
All right, I was about to go on a rant about what the hell are we talking about. He said, honest, I thought it said tub plugs.
tub is backwards for butt.
Yep.
That is the most clever post of the night.
And then after your comment there, dyslexia is what you should follow up with. And then you're covered for life.
That's right.
Right? And people have no idea that you were really in search of your one true love. My God. Wow. Oh, yeah, we're going to have to start disclaiming that. You said we just got a YouTube channel. We're going to have to go over that be 18 or over to watch the show section.
That's right.
We're going to get put in that category.
I got to tell you, when I was prepping for the show, I honestly didn't think we'd be talking about those.
Yeah,
I didn't.
I'll be honest, every time I show up, I don't ever think we're going to be talking about that. Oh, man. All I got to say is you guys, for those out there that have not known Pops and I for an extended amount of time.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. You take a decade ago, I never thought we'd be here.
One of those things that you ride, like the big long like cable. What are those called?
Oh, the zip line?
Zip line. Yeah. So you could say, well, I thought when they were talking about the strap on.
Right. The zip line. I thought we were tying to the right. I thought they were adding extracurricular activities of the other kind.
Kelly says, I warned you.
Look, hey.
That's right.
Jeez.
It's silly time. Well, let's see. Actually, you know, it is about that time. I guess we can actually throw in a commercial. And since Bob and...
Jen.
Jen. Oh, jeez.
Wow. Hey, I know who you are.
I didn't take.
I know who you are.
I didn't take my senile pills today. But since Bob and Jen are in the room, why not Greyfeather Farm? Give me a moment to talk about one of our sponsors, Greyfeather Farm. Phyllis wrote back on December 22nd, by far the best products I've ever bought. Don't waste your money on drugstore products that don't do what they say they will do. Shipping is always extremely fast. Can't say enough good things. Highly recommend everything Jennifer sells. Guys, February's coming up and you know what that means. It's going to be Valentine's Day soon. So if you missed out on these products for Christmas for that favorite little lady in your life, make sure you get some for Valentine's Day. Place your orders now. Go to the link below this video or go to saywhatyouwillradio.com. Go to the sponsors area and click Greyfeather Farm. You'll get free shipping anywhere in the United States. Now back to the show. All right, we got to catch up on some of these comments. Kyle Nussbaum,
he says, best comment of the night, Kyle.
He says, yeah, this is a Pops I never thought would exist years ago.
Kyle grew up with Pops, same as I did. 10 years ago, hey. Kyle, we never saw this happening. At the bottom of the Grand Canyon... Right. This was not that Pops.
No, when you're raising teenagers, you got to be a little more straight.
You can't talk about tub plugs.
Jeez. My brother says flustered. Yes, Dave, that is correct.
It's warm in here.
The best. Wait till you see the beautiful Valentine's gift bags I have ready. Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank goodness we're talking about Greyfeather Farms again.
I know. That's right.
Because that transition was not smooth from the last story.
No, it wasn't. Well, listen, we got to get. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are different Valentine's gifts that they have prepared there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You could pop a couple of those in the bag and surprise some
tub
people.
Plugs. Hey, God. All right.
Could you imagine that right
now? No. At that point, the sponsorship made.
That's not what the crack cream is for.
Right, not what Crack Attack was designed crack for. Attack.
Oh my goodness! Well,
it is,
man,
rather warm in here, people.
It right. is. Yeah, it's good. Is it getting warmer in here? I didn't notice anything.
She said gift bags will not include a butt plug. Disclaimer for Gray Feather Farm.
That's right.
Now update across the screen.
Well, you've just let down about 25% of the population, Jed.
And 25% of our viewers. Of the seven people in the room, we know a lot about four of them.
You know? Interesting. A man in Utah is facing prison time after digging up graves in Yellowstone National Park back in 2020 in pursuit of legendary treasure, according to an insider. Insider reported that Roderick Dow Craythorne. He sounds like a
treasure hunter.
He does sound like a treasure hunter.
Mr. Craythorne.
Yeah. Who lives in Syracuse, Utah, pled guilty to charges of excavating or trafficking in archaeological resources. And injury to depredation to the United States property, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, District of Wyoming. The 52-year-old was apparently digging up parts of Fort Yellowstone Cemetery between October 2019 and May 2020 while seeking Forest Fenn's long sought after $2 million treasure.
Wow. I mean, dude, I get it. It's tough times.
Yeah.
But I'm not digging up no dead body.
Well, for a couple million, you know,
I'm not messing with anything that's dead for any amount of money.
Listen,
right?
It's just bones at this point. Nah, in a couple million.
Look, you say it's just bones until you start hearing weird creaks in your house and whatnot. I'm not with everybody that's laid. They stay. I'm good. He said, I had no idea there were graves in Yellowstone. This was at Fort Yellowstone.
That's right.
The Fort Yellowstone Cemetery.
Yeah, I suppose it was. Jen says she will include some gifts.
Some superfluous activity. Wow.
Okay.
All right. Well, back to the digging graves in Yellowstone.
Well, Jen, I hope you didn't send my order yet.
Jeez. All right. I'm going to have to walk off, people. Don't mind me. And that's the show.
Whoa, left the show.
And I've officially announced my retirement from podcasting. Mm. There's never like.
I got to tell you.
But so give me that time frame.
Did we miss a call? Did I miss a call? Go ahead. Keep chatting.
So I need to hear that time frame.
I missed Jake's.
Again.
Jake's call. Let's call Jake's back.
Oh, we're going to call him back. Let's do it.
Yeah, we got to put that on the roadcaster.
She said only for orders of $100 or more.
Oh, there we go. We got a problem here. Oh, hold on.
Swing the mic.
Yeah, there we go.
Don't worry. He's not answered yet.
Jake, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, Jake's on the line. Welcome to the Pops and Low Radio Show.
What's up, Pop?
Nothing much. Do you have us on speaker, Jake's?
Excuse me. Let me get outside real quick. Hold on.
Called into a show real professional-like.
I know. Huh? Let me step outside and get away from my pizza.
David said, are you lifting a kilt?
Oh, not watching right now. No, that's
watching this. The Ravens take over the division because the Steelers suck, but no big deal.
No, hold on, Jake. This is actually a sparkling ice black cherry flavor. This is a very delicious, delicious drink.
Yeah. Kyle said, I expect nothing less from you, Jacob, other than interrupting a show not prepared.
No, that's fine. He was fine. There was someone that was very loud in the background.
How did I even interrupt the show?
Well, you called into the show, sir. That's the show line there. So welcome onto the Pops and Low Show. We're talking about a man in Yellowstone that was digging up graves for a treasure.
Yeah, before we get into that, Jakes, have you ever rented a hotel, like a sex room hotel?
Absolutely.
You have.
You have. You have experience with this.
Now, is this by an hour thing, or do you rent it for the night, or what do you do?
It's like a week experience.
Okay. A week long experience?
So you do something where you rent it for a week at a time?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then, you know, I don't know if this is going to be, you know. Okay. So if we're going to continue to keep joking around, I mean, I'll continue to keep joking around. But
no, Jacob, this is something that we're being very serious. We just had an odd news story. Yeah. Our first odd news story was a mother and daughter accidentally stayed the night in a sex hotel.
Yeah.
Because they thought they were renting a regular hotel, but they found out when you get in the sex hotel, you know how normal hotels have mini bars and what have you?
This one. Little mini refrigerators.
Yeah, this one offered extra amenities.
Amenities, yeah.
Of the sexual toy nature.
A little awkward.
So that's why we wanted to know.
2021.
Yeah.
It is 2021. You're exactly right about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. We just wanted to know if you've ever run into that situation.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let me ask you this. No, because I know you're lying, but because you'd actually have to have a girlfriend.
Oh.
Right.
I'm sorry, Jakes. That was so uncalled for.
It's all right, Jacob. Only have like 6 viewers, so.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry. So I'm live right now?
You're live. You are live. You're live on the Pop Slow radio show.
And to quote Kyle Nussbaum, you Forrest Gumped yourself right into this show.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, but who is this?
This is the Pops and Low Radio Show.
I don't really remember who this is. I don't know who that is.
You don't know who the Pops and Low Radio Show is?
Absolutely not.
Oh my goodness!
He's just all spun around. He Forrest Gumped himself.
I know who
the comment
Kelly and Bird are, but you know
who?
Oh my gosh! I think Jacob's in another planet. I'll tell you what, Jacob, it is Saturday night, so I suspect the status of what you're into as of the moment.
Yeah, have you had a few adult beverages, Jake?
No, well, I just got done playing 36 holes.
So, today. Yes, he's had more than a few adult beverages.
We're at the apartment, the sex hotel.
36
holes. 36 well, holes. It's a sex hotel.
At, you know, it first started at the Superstition golf course. I decided to take my professional career of taking up golf. And, you know, I decided to go up to good old Apache Creek and good old AJ.
Okay.
And I played another 18. Anywho.
Well, Jacob, we appreciate the entertainment. We really do. We appreciate you calling in. Actually, you called in earlier. I called you back.
So we appreciate you answering the call that you called in with.
That's right.
I was kind of confused at first. I'm not going to lie. I was like, wait a minute.
Don't worry. We're very confused right now as well.
Yeah.
So
there's people that are watching this. They're thinking that you are with 36 women in your week-long trip at the sex hotel.
Right. Because you've painted quite a picture.
I thought it was 2 weeks long. We're only talking about a week long?
See, this is how I know he's in another world. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Jacob. We're going to go ahead and give you a call. We might do it off the air so that way we can clarify your story.
Yeah. All right.
I had no idea you guys were going to call me back on the air.
Well, we are on the air from this time weekly. So right. We will follow up with you here shortly.
Okay. Well,
we'll talk to you then.
All right. Well, yeah. Hey, listen, Jacob, we appreciate you. And we just want to let you know that we're going to go ahead and end the call now.
And there's the button.
All right, talk to you later, Jakes.
Wait, so am I still in the air?
Yes, you're still in the air.
Oh
yeah.
We will be on the air for quite a while.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna get back on Facebook and watch.
Okay, have fun.
We'll see you.
Thanks for being a good sport. All right, bye-bye. All right, he's gone. All right.
Well, that was like pulling teeth, people. So if you stuck around for that, you'll stick around for the rest of these odd news stories.
Yeah. God bless Jake. He's a good guy. Good guy.
Those comments, by the way, you guys were making that impossible for me to take that phone call seriously with the he butt plugged. I mean, called you guys. That killed me. Even more awkward with your mom. That was weird. And then the 36 holes. I knew what you meant because he played 2 rounds of golf. But just the way it was phrased in the conversation, I was dying.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. All right.
I said, where did we find this guy years ago? That's a good question. That was painful. And Jacob, I'm sure, is 3 sheets to the wind right now. But
I'm sure he is. Wow. Sure. Well, back to the article here. Fenn himself was an art dealer and author from New Mexico who had a love for the great outdoors. He buried a bronze treasure chest filled with gold and precious gems. Oh, we got a call coming in.
Nope, decline that.
All right, go ahead. You're live on the air. This is the Pops and Low Radio Show.
I think he butt plugged us again.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I gotta hit the setting here. That's the problem. Bear with me. All right, go ahead. You're live on the Pops and Low radio show.
Yep, it was another butt dial.
Was it a butt dial?
Yep. Let's go ahead.
Absolutely not.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Let's go ahead and end this call. So
you
we
just
can
made show. You just made a fake butt dial.
No, I was just going to say I want to congratulate you guys on having such a great radio show. I am very pleased to continue to keep watching, and I can't wait until you guys go back to, you know, I love watching and listening to you guys' radio show just because it's family to me. So I like watching it. So
That's pretty sentimental. I appreciate that.
We appreciate that, Jake.
In fact, I have a small tear starting to develop in the corner of my left eye.
Well, Jacob.
Well, I will let y'all get back to it. I'll talk to y'all soon.
We appreciate that. Have a good one, buddy.
All right. Take care, buddy. All right. Thanks for being a good sport. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was Jake's long-time listener, second time caller.
Probably second time listener, too.
So. Probably. The search for the treasure has been attempted by dozens of people.
And see, I mean, that's like up here in the superstitions, they have that.
That's right.
That treasure that they don't even know where it is. Nobody's ever found it. They've had hundreds of people look for that.
Yeah, the Lost Dutchman.
That's right.
At least five of whom died while trying for the search. Fenn confirmed on a blog that the treasure chest was found in June 2020 by Michigan resident Jack Stoof, NPR reported.
Stoof.
Fenn found himself died in September at the age of 90. So unfortunately for Craythorne, all the digging didn't pay off. Craythorne is now facing 12 years in prison and fines up to $270,000.
Whoa. Okay. I'll be honest. To me, she said, are we back to Yellowstone? Yes. We've moved on from butt plug past Jacob.
You know, you can never have enough butt plug conversations. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. See, there's that. There we go. That was a good one. It landed on top of the TV. All right.
It's on the monitor.
That's how we do it. Oh man, little insight, Jacob.
Yeah,
we appreciate you still watching,
Jacob. We do.
Yeah, just don't drive tonight.
I love Yellowstone.
You do.
In fact, that's where I want to go for my 50th birthday. So, Dave, Kelly, if you're watching, start saving your shekels because we want to go to Yellowstone for my 50th birthday, and we expect you to be there.
You heard it here first.
I'm putting you on the spot.
You heard it here first.
Damn it.
So if you guys are just tuning in, looks like we had a couple more people jump on. We really appreciate everybody tuning in, staying with us. We're talking about some odd news right now, just some crazy stories, trying to lighten everything up. You can check us out here on Facebook, on YouTube. But the best part is, after this is done, you can go check us out on SayWhatYouWillRadio.com, and you find all of our shows.
And nowhere else on the internet right now is anybody talking about golden butt plugs.
They're not. We are.
We are.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, that's right. You aren't 50 yet, Jen says.
Whoa.
I don't know what you're saying there, Jen.
Wow.
What are you saying there? Do I look that?
I feel I need to defend your honor since you might be incapable.
Kelly wants to know what shekels are.
What are shekels?
That's a Jewish currency.
And see, that's why Jen thinks you're over 50.
That's right.
Had to take my shot.
I will be soon, Jen. In September.
Pops is 27, and next year he'll be 27 again.
That's correct. And still, Jen's 51, Bob throws out there.
Oh, look, I appreciate the support Bob.
Jen, you're not 60 yet?
Oh, this is getting dangerous. We might lose a sponsor here, people. Segueing to our next one.
That's right. January 12th, a United States website is offering, you might be looking for a job. If anybody is looking for a job right now, because times are tough, Jacob, you might want to take this into consideration too, my friend. By the way, he says, laugh out loud. That's a great beer, bro.
No, he says, low. That's a great beer, bro. And I appreciate that, Jacob.
Pops, where did yours go? It went down the sink.
Yeah, and it should come back here in a day or two. Let's be honest. Yeah. It's already gotten here in a month.
Well, you know.
Bring it back. We'll start a petition.
If anybody's looking for a job, Jacob, maybe you're looking for a new job. I want you to pay attention to this story.
Okay.
All right.
Locked in.
Because this is my dream job.
Oh, God.
I've already applied.
All right. Hopefully it's not that hotel.
No. Oh.
Thought we were past it.
That's right.
Thought we were past
I want to be the guy that, you know, dusts off the unused butt plugs. Blah, blah,
blah. I just imagine
not being, the used ones.
No, imagine you're on Indeed, right? And you're searching for jobs on Indeed. Sex hotel needs front desk receptionist. Like, what a terrible job. Oh,
wall scrubber.
Jen, we are done with Yellowstone, and you'll notice we have a new habit here. When we're done with the story, we just throw it away.
That's right.
That's how you know.
That's right.
She said, I think you lost Jacob. Yeah, you know.
Poor Jacob. No. Now, listen, this is
Laundry Boy. God. That's a Yeah, take a black light into that. Yeah. Jeez.
I hope that's urine.
Shout out The Office.
The Office. All right. Again, now we're getting serious. If you need a job, maybe you're in a job you hate. This is a dream job.
Right
here. A U.S. website is offering $500. I know it's not a lot of money. It's even less than the check you got in the mail from the government.
Oh, man.
$500 for an unusual short-term job. It's a professional binge watcher willing to watch Netflix and eat pizza. I mean, come on.
Excuse me? That's a real thing?
Right now,
Lowe's, I have to go.
Lowe's thinking, I need to get my resume.
Yeah, because I didn't receive that stimulus check. Updated. So I didn't get that. So,
Bonus Finder, a website dedicated to reviewing and offering deals for legal gambling sites, said the professional binge watcher will be called on to watch and review 3 series on Netflix while eating pizza takeout from various locations.
What the hell?
The selected candidate will be required to review each series based on story and plot lines, Netflix and chill, suitability, acting quality and cheesiness, satisfaction of episodes, and series endings.
Pause.
All right.
You started getting into what they're going to have to review it based on.
Yeah.
Did it say Netflix and chill suitabilities?
That's what it said.
Absolutely not. Don't you know? Like, hey. Would you be willing to...
They just kind of threw that in there,
in the middle too. They do that in the middle.
Right in the middle.
They're like, oh, yeah, plot line, character development. Are you going to have intercourse while this is on? Like, come on, bro. Like, that's not subtle. They're like, are you fornication? And what?
Well, Netflix and chill suitability.
Like, no, because here's the thing. If it's a good show, that's not happening.
That's right.
Again, geez.
Yeah, we do that for free, Bob says.
Hey, the pizza, if you're gonna pay for pizza,
hey, if you're gonna send the pizza my way
and I have to watch a show, whatever,
I do it anyway.
Yeah, I'll just give that category a zero.
I mean, when Cobra Kai came out, we watched 10 episodes of Cobra Kai back to back. We spent an entire weekend watching it.
That third season was so good.
It's fantastic.
Cobra Kai.
The person will also rate the pizzas they sample for appearance and color, base texture and taste, topping, ingredient quality, flavor, cheese, gooiness, and the value of money.
And Katie hit it on the head. She said, how many toppings do I get?
Whatever you want.
Wait, what?
Whatever.
This is the dream job.
That's what I told you.
I would do this. Give me $5 just for the principle of saying it's a job.
The professional binge watcher, you will get paid $500 for completing the task. Interested Netflix fans are being asked to apply at Bonus Finder's website. So there you go.
He said the pizza comes. That's how you
with a butt plug.
That's how you verify if it's Netflix and chill suitable.
That's right. I got to tell you, the best part of this show has been the new feature of me crumbling the paper and throwing it at the.
You do enjoy it. You do enjoy it.
It's fantastic.
You know what? I actually like it too. I just feel like it's in a different air, a different quality.
It is. It really adds excitement.
You know what we should do? We should put a basketball hoop on the other side so you can just, you know, really, really get it going.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll do that.
Maybe get some free form in.
Oh, by the way, and it is 20 till, so I do got to throw one more ad in there. And actually, I got two. So let me throw back to backs. We'll be right back in 1 minute. Give me 30 seconds to talk about the Espinoza Group. A group within the real estate firm in Gilbert, Arizona. Sherry says, what many agents don't take into account is that it's not just the house itself that dictates how we go about marketing and selling it.
That's why in my career in real estate for over 20 years, I've developed systems, processes, and resources specific to each different situation you might be in. Visit their website at www.azhomesbysherry.com. That's azhomesbysherry, S-H-E-R-I.com. Or you can visit their office at 1521 East Elliott Road, suite number 104, Gilbert, Arizona, 85234.
Experience the difference. If you're looking for specialized or custom engraved gifts, you've got to check out Nut Tree Designs Company on Etsy. Nut Tree Designs Company offers numerous handcraft items that create long-lasting memories made from family heirlooms. Their most popular item is a custom cutting board with family handwritten recipes engraved on them to preserve those long-standing, delicious favorites. This is not all they can do, so make sure you check out their Etsy store and let your imagination wander. The link to the Nut Tree Designs Company will be below this video, or if you're listening to the podcast, it will be in the description of the podcast. Check them out, Nut Tree Designs Company on Etsy. Now back to the show.
All right, we are back. This is the Pops and Low Radio Show. We are the purveyors of odd news and odd comments, apparently.
Oh, man, we are just, I'm saying, we're going to really have to put some sort of disclaimer on here. I'm going to let you read it because I don't even feel comfortable.
Katie Nussbaum says, instead of the little table in the middle of the pizza, it should be a butt plug.
All right, here's a real legitimate odd news question, though. It's just like, what is the name of that little table in the middle of the pizza?
That's a pizza table.
No, there's a legitimate name out there. It's like the thing at the end of your shoelace. There's like a name for that. You know, there's like legitimate. Really? Yeah. And so, I didn't know that. Exactly. There's names for things that.
Well, how come you're not Googling it? You got your phone.
You know what? I was Googling other things, and no, it wasn't the hotel or anything like that. Okay.
You just booked a room.
I know you just booked Googling the Netflix job. All right.
You just booked a room.
No, sir.
For Valentine's Day weekend.
I'm really counting on that stimulus.
That's a whole different type of stimulus.
I'm hoping the job with Netflix pays enough for me to get that room at the hotel. No.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, let's see. Like Rush. Oh, yeah. She said, let's see. Jen, not enough. I love how your voice changes for the ads. Yeah. I turn into my NPR voice, National Hi. Public Radio.
This is John. He gets real sensual.
Not on a weird way. She says, well,
you know,
it's up for discussion. Right. That's a great question. I have no idea. Katie says, Jen, did you see the head for back?
He said it's called a Jake. It doesn't know why it's there.
It's called a Jake.
Funny enough, Jacob,
that's
just
a good one.
Jacob just sent us a message and was like, hey, I appreciate you guys putting up with me, basically. He's a good dude.
He is a good dude. Now,
that's family.
Let me tell you, if watching Netflix and getting paid to eat pizza isn't good enough.
That was a full-time job. I'm in.
I have yet another job offer.
Oh, God.
Or opportunity. I'm not offering the job, but it's
everything
an opportunity.
What's happened today has had me off my toes, so I'm just super nervous. Just put it out there.
Now, if I unintentionally belch on air, I apologize, but this sparkling ice, black cherry.
If I drink this carbonated drink and burp into my mic, I don't know why. Maybe
it is the burpiest drink I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, we might need to get a professional, or not a professional, we may need to get a legitimate sponsorship.
Yeah.
For the amount of sparkling ice that is drank in this household.
It's quite a bit, but you can get a good deal in Costco. Anyway.
Costco.
Katie Nussbaum says a pizza saver.
Oh, she found the definition in the name of it. Yes, I like this.
Sometimes referred to as a pizza table, pizza stole, package saver, pizza nipple.
I've never heard it called that. Pizza ottoman? I like that better. I'm calling it that from now on.
The pizza ottoman is an object used to prevent the top of a food container, such as a pizza box or cake box.
Wait, we have to resort to the professional, Aunt Kelly. She said, does nobody actually know why the pizza table is there?
Yeah.
Aunt Kelly, if anybody knows... It's, you know,
that's a pizza nipple. Bob says, I'm with you.
I've never heard that or pizza ottoman. Those are great.
Well, obviously, it's to prevent the box from touching the pizza, I would assume, right?
The top of the box? No, I think it's from the pieces sliding apart when you're carrying it, maybe. I don't know.
I thought it was from the top of the... So the top of the box doesn't smash the pizza.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but like... Kelly, the way it falls. Come on, you're the pro.
Kelly, you can't throw that question out there without answering it.
We were just talking about the pizza place she worked at. From collapsing.
She said it, from collapsing. Ah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's right.
See, we don't finish reading anything. We're lazy.
Can you milk it?
Pizza sauce just comes out. Jeez.
You can milk anything with nipples.
She said only on large pizzas.
I have nipples, Greg.
Oh, jeez.
Can you milk me?
God, moving on. We're getting in dangerous quotables now, guys.
Again.
He said, is that what a nipple's for? I can't with you guys today. This has been a rowdy bunch today.
This is
all four and a half of you that are in here. This is crazy.
Yeah, like an hour and a half ago, we were like dead serious.
I was deep into a real life conversation.
Yeah.
Very serious conversation.
I know.
This has gone.
And I was producing the show. I could barely hold it together. It was a seriously great interview.
It was so good. It was really powerful. And like, there was a lot of emotion in it. This is gone the opposite.
This is off the rails.
She said, yeah, there's no moving on.
Four and a half.
Yeah, it's an expression because, you know, we're trying to get more viewers.
Anyway, yeah. Hey, man. So, again, if watching Netflix like Cobra Kai back to back to back and eat multiple pizzas isn't good enough.
It is.
I have another job here.
All right.
Applications are being accepted for this dream job. Deadline is January 31st. So you have 15 days. Have you been looking for something that will stand out on your resume? Are you the kind of person who wants to work your buns off while meeting dog fans?
Yep, there it is.
From across the country, or maybe you just always dreamed of driving a weird car. This may be your lucky day because Oscar Mayer is looking for to hire a new crew of hot doggers to drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
That is so funny because I've actually heard that that's been a real job for a long time.
It is a real job.
I wonder how much does it pay? Does it say on there?
I don't know. We haven't got there yet, but I will say this. Speaking of Wienermobile, that used to be my nickname at the sex hotel.
No, I knew we were going back. Here's the thing. It was like,
hey, here comes the Wienermobile. Yes. Hey.
High five. This was like a couple weeks ago when we got stuck on the deer pee.
We couldn't
get past
We couldn't get off the deer pee.
Keep moving.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
You never know what you're going to be talking about.
And this is not what I thought today's show was going to be about.
No, but I will tell you this. Yeah. When I printed these stories, I made no correlation between the sex hotel and the Wienermobile.
He said the drivers better not stay at the sex hotel. I'm saying, wow, we are getting rated R in here. I got to go. This is an age appropriate.
Jen says I drive the wiener once a week at least.
I got to.
Jen is the wiener between the buns.
Oh, gosh. I'm out. I got to go. Oh, God. I need a reference. Jacob, I know you're long gone because you're not even coherent at this stage, but Kyle Nussbaum, please, in the comments, explain to someone there is no way in hell we ever thought these conversations were going to be coming out of that man's mouth within a lifetime. She said, I can't wait for the Valentine's Day odd news. We're not doing it. I'm canceling that show now.
I meant my car.
I'm canceling that show now. We're not talking about any of this.
I can barely see.
Yeah, man.
My eyes are watering.
I feel like I'm not in real life right now. This can't be happening.
Well, the Chicago-based company is looking for recent college graduates. Recent college grads. So you mean I'm not eligible for this?
It was recent in the last 2 years.
Like I said, I got permission.
That's to work right. for Oscar Mayer.
Unbelievable. I was all gung-ho. Anyway, they're looking for college graduates to take on the one-year paid job crisscrossing the country in the iconic 27-foot-long hot dog-shaped vehicle. The gig will last from June 2021 through the June 2022 following a two-week training session.
You got to train.
Oh, you know what it is? You got to be able to back the wiener into a parking spot. Hey, yeah, you're going to have to back that up yourself. There's nobody that can back the wiener up for you. Come on. Come on. You're good. You're good. Nope. No forward.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the wiener in that spot.
You got to cut it.
Look, I just a tip. I just want to put
I can't. I got to get out of here. Kyle Nussbaum says, is this even the same person? I don't know who the hell this is. All right. I don't. This is wild.
My goodness. The gig. Anyway, you got to have charity functions and other celebrations. This will be Oscar Mayer's 34th class of hot doggers. They will stop at more than 200 events during the year, appearing in local news and creating social media content for Oscar Mayer. It's not unusual to make the news while traveling in the Wienermobile.
Jeez, he can't even say it without laughing. So I got to reference the comments while you're stuck. Kyle says, and this is true, I used to feel bad about wearing my Metallica shirt and driving my stickered up Jeep to y'all's house, and look where we are now. That's right. He said, you have to lube the Wienermobile. Gotta grease the tires, buddy.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I guess it all depends on how, well, I'm not going to say
this is, wow.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I am putting a parental advisory on the front of this video.
It's not unusual to make the news while traveling in the Wienermobile. Last year, the crew made headlines after getting pulled over in Wisconsin for breaking the state's move over law. And one hot dogger grabbed attention last fall after proposing to his girlfriend in front of the Wienermobile at Yellowstone National Park.
What am I going to do for my proposal? I'm going to show her my wiener.
That's right.
It is. Oh my God.
Wow. What did she say? I had no idea it was that big.
Hold on. I can't believe any of these words came out of my mouth today. I'm done. I'm tapped for today. This is your show from here on out. I'm just going to sit here and plug my ears.
Oh my goodness. The longstanding mission of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile has always been to spread smiles.
It's been the mission.
Emily Klein, senior associate. That's the goal. Yeah. Said to press release, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition and invite recent grads to submit their resumes. Maybe I could say I just graduated. It doesn't matter how old you are, apparently.
She said, so Yellowstone is still in the conversation.
Thank you very much, Jen.
That's what she said. There you go, Uncle.
I can't believe I missed the that's what she said. Dang it.
Oh, man. Lots of opportunity.
That's what she said. We're looking forward to continuing this tradition. Invite recent grads to submit their resumes for an opportunity they're sure to relish and join our team of meat loving, adventure craving, do gooders. Candidates who cut the mustard will likely include recent graduates with a bachelor's degree in public relations, journalism, communications, or marketing. Maybe I ought to throw that out to Rayleigh Klein. She's going to graduate pretty soon.
Yeah, but she does, of all the jobs that,
journalism. Yeah, drive. She could be a Wienermobile driver.
Jeez.
Plus strong communication skills and a love of hot dog puns. Puns, according to Oscar Mayer. The company has put up a job posting online for anyone interested in applying. The deadline is January 31st.
Yeah, we need to get that one out of here ASAP.
And there goes that one. All right. What time do we have? 7:54. Who cares? We're on no time limits.
Yeah, we're just rolling here, people.
And again, if you want to be a caller on the show, the number is 602-475-2000, or you can use the live chat, which multiple people have been using throughout the night. Perfect job for AOC.
We're getting political. Political, here, but that's okay. Funny.
My question is, does she take the wiener?
Or
is she more of a donut type of girl? And exit stage left. Oh my goodness. Dunkin' Donut should have a donut mobile. But my question is, what would happen if the Wienermobile and the donut mobile
got an L car collided? Jeez. It would produce a whole new brand of car. Oh, we are so far gone.
Oh.
Well,
well,
I don't even know what to do with myself now.
I don't know, but I know that a Sunday coming up soon is communion. I'm going to have a
lot. Tomorrow we shall repent.
And if anybody from the church is watching this,
please tune out. Just turn it off. You'll never forgive
me. I apologize. A hybrid. Oh, that's a good answer. A hybrid.
That's awesome.
It's good. We're having a banging good time. Katie says, that is a great question. Kelly says, well, that's why we are the purveyors.
I'll be honest, guys,
of odd news.
The comments have single-handedly kept us going this long.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's been so many episodes as of late that I'm like, man, without that comment section, would have looked totally different. So I do appreciate it. Oh, wow.
Well, we got one more story.
We have another.
Yep.
And then there was another.
And this, too, involves.
No. No.
A cat.
No. No. I don't know if I could take too much more. She said fun. No. This is like my worst nightmare. All the adults from my childhood are here. And then there's inappropriate things happening.
I don't know what's inappropriate.
Nah.
The lucky cat survived the washing machine while it was running. Dave. The owner accidentally locked the animal in the machine. Oh, meow. Yeah. We're going to get right to this story, right? Meow.
Meow.
Meow. So be prepared. Is this the finale of all questions?
Jeez.
Yeah, the lucky cat survived the washing machine while it was running. The owner accidentally locked the animal in the machine. Optimus Jack is the cat's name.
Okay, that's an awesome name.
It is a fantastic name. Had crept into the washing machine while the owner, Janae Blackman, 22, had her back turned, oblivious to the fact that Optimus Jack had jumped in. She finished loading the machine and hit the setting for a 30-minute spin.
Oh, wait. That cat sat through a 30-minute wash? Oh, I feel terrible. Not even do it.
Well, Blackman heard a thud in the washer. She quickly stopped the machine and rescued her kitty. She couldn't believe it. Quote, I loaded the washer in the bathroom, then went to the kitchen, but I heard a thud in the washer, so I looked inside, and he was in there scrambling around.
I'm stressed out, Pops.
What's wrong?
Bob's comment, I am stressed, and I'm concerned that this video might get taken down, because if these comments come in, I already thought, nope.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're all about the low-hanging fruit here at the Pops and Low Radio Show. So if you got to throw them out there,
no,
Bob, the comments are too obvious for this one, he says.
Some of them I will not read, and I will not allow you to either.
Dave says you got to wash it.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Kyle, and there it begins.
Not only,
jeez,
not the only wet kitty we've talked about.
You know what? Jacob should have stayed tuned in. This is probably right about how he's feeling right now.
Yeah.
So she threw it in the dryer. She pulled it out. Yep.
After the thud, you got to rescue the kitty. Oh, my
Lord.
I think Bob was the one who asked earlier if he had to lube the weenie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I loaded the washer in the bathroom. And then went to the kitchen, but I heard a thud in the washer. So I looked inside and here he was scrambling around. I panicked and just thought, oh my God, is this really happening? I'm thankful we can stop the washing machine because not everyone's washing machine does that. But when I stop mine, the water drains out. He'd only been in there for about a half a minute, but it could have been a lot worse.
That's a 30-second nightmare. So imagine that cat,
dude. That's right. I wonder if she had some of that, what is the fabric softener?
Yes. Put some right. Tide extra strength in there.
I got him out, examined him, and dried him off. I just couldn't believe it really happened. I find comfort in laughing when things like this happen. And he looked quite funny.
He said that's when she wished she spent the extra money to wax it. God.
I don't know what he means by that. Optimus Jack is only 9 months old, but he learned his lesson.
Hold on. Wait, you read that last comment. Oh, my God.
About all it takes. Just a minute.
Wow. You guys, well, the cat is definitely out of the bag.
Oh, geez.
Jen, let the cat out of the bag.
I have never, never, ever felt this uncomfortable sitting next to my dad since I was in like high school.
Look, if I said, and this is just off the record, but if I said, honey, do you got a minute?
No.
Her answer would be like, oh, twice?
Oh, my. What am I supposed to say now? Okay. For those of you that are listening, how am I supposed to sit here? My mother is in that room.
That's Bob for you.
Oh, my. Oh, Kyle, cut it out.
Jeez. What he said, beat that kitty up a little bit, but could have been worse.
I am sweating profusely. Dave is dying. I am sweating profusely, people.
We're going to have to do a live episode of the Pops and Low radio show from the Smith household over there in Apollo, Pennsylvania. And of course, we'll tune you in. We've got the ability. We will have Low on the show.
This is just...
Oh, boy. Let's see. I had a busy day at work and just catching up on some laundry, she said. That's how it all started. That's how it always starts. He hasn't been in the washing machine since. He stares at it when the load is in.
Stop it. Don't laugh. Give me that. Don't laugh at that word of all the words. I'm going to start yelling for my mom like I'm four. Mother, if you hear this, get me out of here.
He stares at it when a load is in.
No.
And it looks like he's thinking how evil it is. He's definitely learned his lesson.
Somebody help me here. The comment. You guys aren't helping. You're not helping me. I know whose side you're on.
And that's how women get pregnant.
Oh, my Lord.
Bob says the next day she'd accidentally put her beaver through the washer. Oh, I'm actually getting a headache here. Nobody helped that little hairy kitty. You need a Mexican hairless. That's what you need. You got to have. Or maybe it's Brazilian. I don't know. I don't recall. Sorry, Logan.
My stress level just went through the roof. Oh, my face is bright red. It's almost as bright as that circle above my head.
I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. She has since went to Facebook to share her story. And it has, of course, went viral. Oh,
I told Pops off air before the show.
32 holes, you're bound to catch a virus.
Stop it. Anyways, I told Pops off air. I was like, you know what? I'd like to watch funny movies and stuff like that to get in the laughing mood to do odd news. So last night I watched Fletch. And this is about what it feels like when you're a young kid and you watch Fletch. It gets real uncomfortable real fast.
Oh my goodness. Oh boy. I shared it to Facebook to raise awareness so people check their washing machines, and the same thing doesn't happen to them because I was lucky that I got a washing machine that opens.
Raise awareness. Like,
listen, like who doesn't have a washing machine that opens?
And who the hell?
If my washing machine didn't open, I'm taking it back. I mean, what do you know?
And who the hell needs to have awareness not to put their cat in a washing machine?
Yeah, that's probably right.
I mean, you know, the common sense portion.
Now, actually, Kelly, you may remember this, but there was a girl that went to school with us. She had a ferret.
No, starting off.
What was her name? Was her name Kelly? Her name might have been Kelly. Kelly.
Kelly the ferret or Kelly?
No, no, no. The person's name was 32 Holes. Kelly, Dave, you may remember she used to ride the bus with us. Her name was Kelly something. She rode the bus with us. She had a ferret, and her ferret climbed into the dryer, and she thought it was a shoe.
And left it in there?
And left it in there for the full hour.
An hour?
It was dead as a doornail. It wasn't Kelly Hare. No, it wasn't you, Kelly. It was another Kelly Lemke? No, not Kelly Lemke. It was some girl that rode the bus with us when we went on Hilty Road, that side. And she put her ferret in the dryer. Well, the ferret climbed in the dryer.
That's terrible. That thing died?
Oh, it was dead.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
it thumped in there for an hour.
Oh, my God.
She thought it was a shoe.
Yeah, cooked it alive, basically.
Well, yeah, probably. Just oh, beat it to death.
God. Bob, I can't.
What Bob said, he says she'll need to give that kitty a rest for a few days. Yeah, you got to let the kitty rest.
You guys are giving me anxiety. I'm going to have an ulcer after this.
Neither of us know what the hell you're talking about.
That's actually even better.
And you know what? I'll include myself in that comment.
Dave said they have ball washers at the golf course. You guys, we're not going to be able to finish the show. We're just going to keep going and going because how do you naturally segue out of this?
I heard that Dave putts from the rough.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I'm Kelly learning, Schmidt?
I'm learning more about the adults in my life doing this podcast.
I don't know. We're going to have to beat some memory. She lived up on not Hilty Road. It was the road. It was something Farm Road. Kemmer Hollow Road. It was on Kemmer Hollow Road she lived. Yeah, Kemmer Hollow Road. I think she lived up near the I don't know. Anyway, the Robitzers. She lived near the Robitzers.
No more beatings tonight.
Oh my goodness. I never expected it to go as viral as it did. One second I had 20 likes, the next I had 300. It was crazy. Kelly Bittner. Yes, Jen. That's her. Kelly Bittner.
See, Pops is only somewhat crazy.
That was one lucky cat. One happy cat mama.
I'm gonna go back and just let you guys see the fact that Pops still continued to try to read until the very last line of that thing.
Like, Kaysen.
We were just
no, that wasn't right. Roger Kaysen actually shot a cat with a 22. Yeah, he shot the neighbor's cat.
But oh, so for those that are just tuning into the show, we have more odd news just seeping out of Pops at the moment.
It was Kelly Bittner. Jen, you nailed it. How did you know that? You didn't even go to Franklin Regional. Or did you? No.
Well, this has been stressful.
This has been one heck of a show. Yeah, Kelly Bittner, she threw her, her ferret climbed into the dryer.
That's terrible.
And thumped for an hour.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrifying.
So, so this has been a wild ride. Ooh, how? Kelly says. Yeah.
Yeah, like how would you not see your ferret?
Well, because you're loading the dryer.
Yeah, but unless you're picking up the whole thing in the ferret's like inside of the clothes.
No, it jumped in. It crawled in as she was.
Yeah, you had said a second ago, throw it in. No, why I think she was like, how?
Fun. Yeah, love the show.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it because this was.
That's right.
Traumatizing for me.
Yeah, this will have to go up into the PG-13
range. Yeah, this is R. We're putting this straight at. Because right now, 16 and 17
year old. Well, if it's R, then we can get naked.
Nope. Let me just call that as it is. 16 and 17 year old me is dying inside.
My face hurts from laughing.
And my face is going to hurt from crying later. This is insane.
Well, Katie, your face hurts from laughing and it's killing me.
Ah.
That was terrible.
He tried.
That was bad. Bad delivery. Yeah, that was terrible. Anyway, we got to wrap it up. Thanks, guys, for being part of this. Clearly, it wasn't a male. I don't know what that means. Good death. You're almost 27 now, buddy.
Yeah. And don't remind me of that.
What? You're not 30 yet?
Dude, I feel damn near 30.
No, that was
yeah, reference to Jen.
Reference
to Jen. Subtle shot. Yeah. I'm just trying to cover your butt before she kicks us off from sponsoring us anymore.
That's right. So, just a reminder, next weekend on the Undrafted GM, we're going to have part two.
Joey Counts.
If Joey Counts can make it in, we're going to have part two. If you haven't seen part one, please go back and watch it.
Yeah, we may even be live on location.
We may be live on location. That should be interesting. And then we've got the Pops and Low radio show. We will be back next Saturday. That's right. Well, we appreciate that. And we will be back as well. have a great night, guys. You too, Katie. And don't forget to check out our sponsors. We've got Gray Feather Farm. Jen was here tonight. Also, Nut Tree Designs Company. Go to Etsy for both of those. And that's Katie Nussbaum's company, as well as the Espinoza Group. I'm actually wearing their hat, as is Loke.
Again, if you guys have merch or a merch plug, let us know.
But if you live in Arizona, or you're looking to buy some property, check out the Espinoza Group. Until next weekend, you guys take care of each other. Be nice to one another. Stay safe.
And know what hotel you're booking yourself into.
That's right. You've got to read the Google reviews at the hotel.
That's what Yelp is for.
That's right. That is right. Until next time, take care.